Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. While we are waiting for our guests to come on, I'm going to go ahead and play a song that they already have that a lot of people know. You're listening to the Optimism Speech Radio Show, where we go live on Facebook as well as Twitter, Instagram, iHeart, iTunes, a whole bunch of podcasts, and so much more. So we're going to go ahead and play Freaking You right now until our guests come on. That was Freaking You, the studio version of it. Oh, my gosh, these young men are just so super stellar, talented. And, I mean, the good thing about it is while we're waiting for them and their management call, the great thing about them is they're resilient. Their song that we're going to play in a little bit, let me show you, that is going to be, hold on, I'm getting a message from the manager now. Okay, so that's going to be the super surprise for you all, because that is number 25 on the Billboard charts as we speak. right now. So that's just an amazing thing. We're excited for them, and I can't wait for them to come on and to share the actual hold on, because they're having technical difficulties getting onto the show. Okay. In the meantime, we want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening to our show from 2007 up until now. Actually, 2008. Oh, my gosh. We've been on for 9 years now. So everyone who's tuning in with us from the beginning, we are so excited that you are there with us. Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles, who were the Super Bowl champions. And not only that, they had a dynamic parade today. People took off of work. People were excited about their team, you know, going into the Super Bowl. But not only that, going to the Super Bowl and crushing, quote unquote, America's favorite team. So we want to shout them out for that. So again, we're waiting for Bluff City to come on. I tell you, these young men are absolutely amazing. I cannot wait until you get the opportunity to hear everything about them. They're just it's like one of those things, like, what can you say? You know, what can you say about them? And also on the show, it's always way is what they say. From online rate, clueless, and cheap, this week was yet another disaster, okay? And we want to know, you know, what your thoughts are about that. There are so many things that are going on right now in our country that's not only embarrassing, but sad. It's just one of those things where you're just like, wow, you know, I can't believe I live in the United States of America with all these things, you know, going on. So we have a great show coming up. Like I said, I cannot wait until you hear our guest. We're waiting for them to come on. We hope that the technical difficulties do not circumvent that from happening, because we are so excited to not only have them on Blog Talk Radio, but from I'm listening to the show. That's a weird, I don't see, hey, Dean, I don't see any numbers on there as well as you. Wow, that's really weird. But like I said, we know that Mercury retrograde is in effect. We're waiting for everyone to call in. Again, if you would like to talk to our guest, all you have to dial is area code 215-383-3784. Again, 215-383-3784. You know, that way you can listen to our guest, you can talk to him, you can ask some questions and things of that nature. We do have a 901 caller on the line. I'm just waiting for your manager to confirm whether that's Bluff City on the line. Wow. You know, and I'm already getting messages from my normal guest. So listen, if you have a question, if you want to talk, if you want to, you know, express your mind or what have you, all you have to do is inbox us on Twitter. All you have to do is let us know what your thoughts are on Facebook Live. If you want to inbox us, let us know. Hold on. I see a 901, Dean. Is that you? Dean, is that you? Press 1, please. All righty. So what we're doing right now is we're just waiting for confirmation that our guests are on the line. We're also waiting to have their manager on the line. We are, again, excited. I'm just reading messages. Okay. So Nicola said, I heard a Bluff City before. I thought they were from New Jersey. They sound great. They're the next Jodeci. Listen, Nicola, I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. These young men, when I first heard them, when Dean Little from Fine Media Entertainment sent me the information, the first thing I said was, oh, my gosh, is this Jodeci? Are they, you know, are they back? Is that what's going on? And come to find out, it's not Jodeci. It's these young men who are doing what they do and love what they do, and they sound absolutely great doing it. So I'm going to go ahead and start the live video on Facebook as well. That way we can get more, you know, traction with this interview. Yes, I know we usually air on Wednesdays, but because of this situation and this special circumstance with these guests, we want to make sure that they have an opportunity to have all the time in the world for them to talk about their singles, talk about their career, how they got started, and everything else. Okay, Facebook, don't laugh at me, come across the chair. Okay. So if you're on Facebook, follow me at LaShawn Shelton. If you're not on Facebook, follow me on iHeart, follow me on Spreaker, follow me wherever you need to go. Hey, Nicole, what's going on? Hey, Cleavon, thank you so much for joining us. So today's show is Oy Vey, what they say. for online rates, to Clueless and Cheat. This week was yet another disaster. I want you all to hear what is going on. Now, for those of you who are into stocks and 401k plans, this part of the show is really for you. You want to make sure that you know what's going on with your 401k money. You want to make sure that you know what's going on overall. Stock has gone down over 1,000. The Dow Jones went down 1,000 points today. Okay. We also had issues with 537 a couple days ago, then 666 a couple days before that. The stock market is mad at what's going on as well. Hey, Dean, I still can't see everybody on the line. I just see one number, but we'll still wait until then. Hey, Marissa, you're in Montana now. Oh, my gosh. We got to talk. We have definitely got to talk, Marissa. We have some stuff that we need to talk about as soon as the show is over, beautiful. So we got to talk. So we're talking about Jermaine Moore of Millbrook. This dude thought it was a good idea to have a little girl, 6 years old, give some fellatio. Is that the 901 number, Dean, that they're on? The 901 number? Just say yes or no so I can bring them on a little bit. This dude thought it was a good idea to have a video circulating. Hey, Nate, what's going on? Hey, Ed, what's going on? Francis, thank you so much for joining. Tell your friends that we are on. All right, I'm going to bring the 981 number on. Guys, Bluff City will be on with you in 2 seconds. I'm going to introduce you guys properly after we tell them lineup what's going on. This guy said it was a good idea to send a sex tape of himself with a little girl, 6 years old. If you guys had the displeasure of seeing that video, thank goodness for reporting ugly and disgusting videos like that. This man thought it was a good idea to tape this little girl, giving him, you know, fellatio. And not only was he taping her, it went viral, which is even more disgusting. Hey, MC, what's going on, sis? So thank God we have the opportunity to report vulgar, disgusting things like this, and the authorities got to it. We're going to talk about that. Former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman has said that President Trump is not safe for our country. She said it herself. He is not safe for our country, and she says that we need to do something about that. Then you have another situation that's going on where Richard Pryor actually was a good idea to let everyone know that he slept with Marlon Brando. Both of those legends are deceased. Why, sis, why? Why did you think it was a good idea to tell people that your ex-hubby had sex with Marlon Brando? I'm not quite sure what you thought was going to come out of that, but the point of the matter is it was absolutely disgusting. We have Alabama and Tennessee. Their entire gym is exactly empty. I'm not kidding. Alabama and Tennessee. The entire gym erupted in applause with excitement when Copeland was telling the world that he's going to go to Florida. And his mama got up and walked away. Horrible time as a parent. It makes us look bad when you do that and don't support your kids' dreams. But speaking of dreams, we are going to bring Bluff City on right now to let us know about how they started, what got them together, how did they know that they were a good mix. Because, you know, with certain groups, everybody's got a good mix together, but these brothers are on point, on time with everything that they're doing. So without further ado, Bluff City, are you brothers on the line right now?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, there they go, Dean, they're on right now. First of all, congratulations on being number 25 on the Billboard chart. You guys are nothing short of amazing. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great. This is Trey, by the way. It feels really good, you know, for us to be on the charts, and especially when you've been working so hard at something, you know, for a long time. And, you know, we've been grinding. We put our blood, sweat, and tears in this work to actually see stuff coming to fruition. You know, it's really cool. It's a blessing.
Yes, yes. And the thing about it is, when I heard just the track, when your manager sent me at first, it was like, is it Jodeci? Did they revamp? Did they come back? Did they, you know, get their band back together? And when I saw the title, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's a new group of fantasticness that's on the scene right now. And it's a breath of fresh air for R&B lovers to know that there's a group mm-hmm. on the scene that's going to pick up the torch, run with the torch, and take the torch all the way home. So, I mean, like, first of all, everybody, introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and how you got started with your singing.
Well, first of all, my name is Keen, and I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. I started this group about 6-7 years ago. It's a dream of mine. I always wanted to be in the group, so luckily enough, I had brothers that was willing to sacrifice everything and come together and form this big super group that we got right now, Bluff City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, and
okay.
This is Ronnie.
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee as well. And like King said, man, we just grew up singing, and this is all we wanted to do. You know, our whole life is just what we always from singing on voicemails and stuff like that. We was kids and all of that, man. This is all we seen ourselves doing. So, yeah.
And it's okay. Frank.
Hey.
Back from me and Ryan, we already knew each other, so we just came together and we just made it happen. And together we are.
And we have one more member.
Yeah, and once again, this is Trey. I'm from Houston, and just seeing all the groups before us, you know, the Jacketed and the Jackson 5 and Jodeci, One Club, all the groups, you know, that we look up to. And, you know, we take that inspiration, that influence, and, you know, somehow we become the group that we are, you know, Blessed City. So it kind of works out. So.
And your group is nothing short of amazing. My little sister, Impa, said, can y'all guys sing a little bit for her? Now, let me tell you something. Impa is a very good ear for great talent. And when she heard that you guys were on, she jumped on a little bit. Also stream on Facebook Live as well as iHeart. So can you guys do a little acapella real quick before you drop on your singles?
For sure.
You know it doesn't feel right when I look in your eyes. Ooh. I know love is blind, but the heart doesn't lie. I'll ask one more time, maybe this time you try. So tell me, girl, what's deep in your heart? Girl, I care about you. I'm
there for
you. Why don't you care for me like I care about you?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, God, listen. First of all, Empty gave the hands up. Yes, guys, you guys sound amazing. Now, for those of you who are listening on speaker, iTunes, iHeart, Alexa, Roku, that was a surprise, wherever you're listening, these brothers, okay, yes, Empty, I love that song, too. These brothers not on auto-tune. This was not they didn't know I was going to ask them to sing. So they just broke out one of the most amazing songs, sang it as if they wrote the songs themselves and went on to producing it themselves and singing it themselves. So shout out to you all. I'm excited to have you guys on the show. And one thing about my show, people tell me that after they come on, things are never the same. So what are your goals as it relates to music? Where do you want to see yourself in the next 5 years as it relates to your music career?
Well, this is Trey again. I think we definitely just see ourselves reaching for new heights and breaking down barriers and leaving our mark in the industry, and not just industry, but in the world. You know, we like to look at ourselves mm-hmm. as like four musical power rangers. You know, and then we come together and we give good music to the people. So we all have that mentality, and that's what we're building up on, to bring good music to the world and, you know, show people that,
right.
You know, R&B is, you know, what it is, you know. So, create and inspire.
I love it. And it reminds me of where Otis Williams, when he first started The Temptations. Now, I wasn't around when he came out, so, you know, don't try to age me like that. But Otis Williams, when he created The Temptations, and we know they had about 50 million before that, he had the same motion mm-hmm. in mind. He said, you know, he wanted to create great music with great brothers and to create great memories. So what do you think when people say, well, you are the next Temptations or the next Four Top or the next Jodeci, Jagged Edge? What do you think about that when people say that?
Well, I think we all feel like, first of all, it's a compliment. You know, we don't look at it in a negative light when people say, oh, you guys are like new Jodeci, a new, you know, but the reality is we're the first Blessed City. You know, it's like making a recipe. You take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you stir it up, and now you got Blessed City. So we want to do, you know, what the groups before us did, or we want to take it to new heights. So we're not the next Jodeci. We are the first Blessed City. So, you know.
Okay. Lisa from Alabama is listening, and Lisa said, these brothers are so talented. I'm doing everything I can to save up my money and have them stay for my daughter, sweet 16. Yes, they do sound like Jodeci, but I love what you said, Ms. O. They're doing their own thing. Absolutely, they are doing their own thing. They have their own identity, and they're just ripping the charts. I mean, again, number 25 on the charts, but let me show you, and I'm definitely going to play that. Dean, make sure that I had it. Hey, Reverend Paige, thank you so much for listening. Guys, everybody that's on, share this. We have Bluff City on the line. They're crooning the R&B scene. They have awesomeness coming out. Their songs are great, and they have amazing faces. If you just tuned in, you missed them singing a cappella. My little sister, Empty, asked if they could just hit something on the spot, and they tore it up. I'm starting to think that they didn't have to do much, you know, touching up and visualizing when you guys finish your studio session. That's what it sounds like to me. So I just want to let you know
that.
Okay.
Say it again.
I said, it sounds to me that you all did not have to do a lot of retouching and digitalizing as it relates to your studio session, because you guys sound great as it is.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, we work hard. So, we be in the studio sweating, and, you know, we were recording Let Me Show You. We were creating Let Me Show You. We was in there sweating and writing and, you know, doing our thing for hours, you know, grinding. So, but it's fun, though, because that's what we like to do. You know, so we don't really look at it as work. It's like, this is our passion.
I love it. Yes. I did a live show last night, and I said the same thing. I said, if you're doing something you enjoy, you never work. You just get paid for doing something that you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds exactly
right.
So I want to touch a personality, everybody's personality. Who goes first? I want to know, what do you like to do? What's your favorite pastime? What's your favorite meal? And what do you look for in a young lady?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of young sisters listening right now, and that was asked from Jamie. Jamie says, I want to know what their likes are, their dislikes, what's their favorite food, what do they like to do, and, okay, and she also wants to know, what do you look for in a woman? Who wants to go first?
Well, this is Kane. What do I like to do? My brothers, on my spare time, I like to write. I love sports. I watch football, basketball. Love playing 2K. Everybody knows how 2K goes. some things I dislike. I dislike peanut butter. I hate peanut butter. It's like the worst thing ever. And
peanut butter, really?
Yes, I hate peanut butter. I love food. And I love to eat. what I like in a woman, honest, intelligent, somebody I can trust, beautiful in their own right. It's just somebody who's down for them. You know, I don't ask for too much, but somebody that I can connect with on any type of level.
Okay. And Kisma George says, blessings from Delaware. Thank you so much, Kisma and Robin and everyone that's listening. All right. Who's next?
This is Trey. I'm just pretty simple, you know. I like what I like. I'm more of like the weird brother in the group, you know what I'm saying? I have my own style. I like, you know, I'll listen to the Carpenters and, you know, just be vibing in my room and stuff. I like, I used to like wrestling when I was younger, so I still have like wrestling belts and stuff. And, you know, I like women who are open-minded and understanding and, you know, somebody who understands the idea of my world, you know, what I go through, and just somebody who wants to hold me down and be understanding, and, you know, somebody who just rocks with me. That's pretty much me. My dislikes, I don't like negativity. I don't like fights and stuff, like altercations, really. I'm pretty just chill. And then I think that's pretty much it. I'm good. I just like good vibes, really. So we got good vibes, and we can rock. If not, stay away from us.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
this is Rennie.
My likes in the woman. I start with this first.
Yeah.
My likes in the woman. I like a woman that, you know, carries herself in a certain fashion, in a certain way that is. A lady in the street, but a freak in the street. But no, I'm just weird. What else I like? I like just a woman who is understanding, like Tracy. I like open-minded girls, just open to new things and different things. And my dislikes are girls with attitudes for the reason all the time. Like, what do you got attitude for? Just think, just wake up
right.
And be happy. Oh, this is my dislikes. And then my hobbies are, I play basketball, so I love basketball. I watch it. I don't really like football that much, but I love basketball. Singing all day, that's all we do. And I like shopping, you know, going out to eat. I love food. We all like to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty much it for me, man. What you got, Frank C?
Yeah, this is Frank. Let's start. My favorite food, I like to eat a lot of street food. Of course. What I like to do, I like to play basketball. Of course, I like to sing, hang out with my brothers. Smoke. what do I look for in a woman? Let's see. She got to be smart, beautiful. She got to have a bag. She got to know what she wants in life. And just, like, respect herself and have morals. And, you know what I'm saying? My dislikes are I hate cheese.
Billy!
I don't like milk either.
Yeah.
I'm stuck that you don't like cheese, and I'm stuck that you don't like peanut butter. Oh my gosh. So did that answer your question, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave's like, he's putting the applause and the happy faces and everything. We have a lot of young ladies listening right now. And I'm going to let you know, Edie says, oh, my gosh, they're all so handsome, they're all so smart. What woman would have an attitude and not be respectful towards them? This one's from Lacey. Lacey says, OMG, they're smart and handsome and can sing. The world's about to end. California, shout out. Shout out, California. Thank you for listening. This one is from, I don't know if I say her name right, PNAPU. Shout out to you for calling in. She said that it's different from New Edition or Jodeci, where girls will say, I like this one because they're cuter than the other one. This entire group is handsome, and I'm so glad that they get along the way they do. Shout out to another 50 years of music, and you all becoming number one on the charts, one thing. Renee, thank you so much. I can't pronounce your name, but thank you so much. For shouting these women out. Yes. Oh, my God. And they're respectful, ladies. They're respectful. Like, listen to how they talk. Mm-hmm. And I talked about this on the show the other day. You know, listen to what a man says. Listen to the diction and listen to the passion in your voice. And you'll be able to understand exactly what it is that you need to do as a woman. You know, to not only, you know, I don't want to say level up because people hate it, Sierra, after she said that. But you know what you need to do in order to get what you have to get. We'll put it that way. So shout out to Marissa, Vernon. Thank you so much for listening with us. Shout out to all the young ladies that are going crazy right now.
Shout out.
Yes, they said shout you out, ladies. Shout you out. If you want to inbox me, all you got to do is go to missoptimismspeaks@yahoo.com and email us, or inbox us at missoptimismspeaks on Facebook, Twitter, however you want to contact us. You can do so and shout these brothers out. So, what was your first reaction when you were out in public and one day you're walking down the street and people are like, hey, next day you're walking down the street and people are bombarding you? What is that like for you? That question is from Lacey again.
Well, Lacey, hi. I think it feels good. I mean, it's really, for us, it feels cool, but we never satisfied. We just want to keep working. We just want to, like you said, you know, create and inspire and just go to new heights, you know what I'm saying? So every day we're constantly working. If we're not in the studio, we're rehearsing. If we're not rehearsing, we're writing. If we're not writing, we're thinking, imagining how our show should be, or what songs we want to put out, or, you know, what we want to do for Let Me Show You, or something. We're always thinking about different ideas and how to push the envelope forward. So I don't really think it's hit us yet, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to keep grinding, and, you know, whatever comes our way, you know, we happy, we feel blessed. Position.
Got it. Maddie says, who is your favorite female artist and why?
King? Otis?
Ooh, okay. This is King. My favorite female artist probably have to be Brandy.
Because
vocally, because vocally she's like crazy. I think she's really underrated, but like I think one thing about us that kind of separates us from other groups is we love the and all the other artists. We love the art of music. Like we love music down to the bone, and vocally Brandy is a beast, and her songs are dope. And how it's arranged, how the music is arranged, how the vocals are arranged, the backgrounds, everything. So I just think she's so dope. So she'll probably have to be my favorite.
Okay.
This is Trey. This is a tough one. I'm gonna probably say either Brandy or Mariah Carey.
Oh wow. Okay.
This is Randy. I'm gonna go with my favorite. It's like this. I got favorites for like different things. Like my favorite overall, like female artist, like Janet Jackson, probably. But my favorite female vocally is Brandy, and probably like my favorite like one to see perform is probably like Beyonce. So I got like three different tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Frank. You know, I gotta go with Beyonce.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, that was so cute. Okay. Now, I'm an ELA teacher, and we're actually going to start argumentative with my class. I call my baby. My other half, he hates what I call him that, but they're my baby. And we have argumentative. So are you ready for your argumentative? I'm going to ask you two artists. And before we go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, there is no beef or discord with us doing argumentative as far as who they believe is not better, but who they like between one artist or another.
Oh,
right,
dope.
So ready to do it right now. Okay.
This
we
is
got
dope, cause we do this every day.
Oh, you do it every day? Okay, so you ready then. All right.
Yeah, we do it every day.
For those who are coming back on my live, we got bumped off. I don't know what happened. Sorry, but thanks for coming to court. Okay. Who do you think is a better performer? And for those who are just joining us, they're not saying that they dislike the other. We're doing argumentative, okay? So, who do you like better, Beyonce or Keisha Cole?
Beehive.
Okay.
Beehive all day.
Beehive all day? Okay. Who has better style, Ciara or Cardi B?
Ciara.
Okay. Okay. Who's better, Four Tops or The Temptations?
Four Tops of who?
Temptations. Okay. I had them written down. So I'm about to go get it right now. Okay. Jodeci or New Edition?
Woohoo! That's a good one.
I got you!
Who did you say?
Jodeci or New Edition?
Ooh, that was Frank.
Okay.
This is Ronnie. Between New Edition and Jodeci, you really can't compare those men. They both were powerful. But vocally, I'm going to go with Jodeci. But overall, like, performing-wise, I'll go with New Edition. So,
he cheated, huh?
I'm taking both of them.
Okay. BBD or New Edition?
New Edition.
Good question, huh?
BBD.
Yeah, BBD is dope. I can't front. I can't front. Now, listen, I play When Will You See Me Smile Again all day long. My friends hate me when they come in my car because that's on my playlist, along with Poison.
That's the jam.
Okay.
You got to play that.
Absolutely.
Play that.
Absolutely. Okay, you ready?
No, I wouldn't tell her right now. I was saying you too.
New Edition? Okay. Last one. Tupac or Biggie?
The Biggie way.
Biggie Pac.
I'm gonna say Pac.
Okay.
I don't know, actually. Yeah, I don't know. Actually.
They too.
It was
all
Biggie.
I think
All right. All right, shout out to argumentative. I hope you help my students out because if not, they're going to fail my class. Anyway, so we're going to go on to your number, well, I'm saying number one. I'm calling it into existence. I'm going to talk about your 20th, you're on a chart on the 25th, you're on the 25th part of the chart, okay? You're number 25 on the chart. I got distracted because someone has sent me a crazy email, and I'm not going to mess with that. Ladies, again, if you're going to want me to ask a question about Bluff City, do not ask me inappropriate stuff. I will not disrespect them and make you look even extra foolish on my show. We will not ask me anything personal like that. So I just read a comment. I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm not reading that. So Jamie says, I love the argumentative piece, Ms. Shelton. Can you help me out with my class? I'm failing. She has like a million eyes after that. Jamie, I don't know about that. This one is from Kathy. Kathy says, oh, my gosh, I love these dudes. When are they coming out to the Oakland area, Louisiana area, and New York? I have family in all three, and I can come to all three of them.
Well, we'll definitely be hitting the road soon, you know, for...
not to cut my brother. We'll be in Buffalo, New York, this month on February
24th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, that's what we'll be...
All right, so you got one out of three. They'll be at Buffalo. What day again, the 14th?
The 24th.
24th, okay. A little bit after Valentine's Day, ladies. So if you have President's Day off for school, I would suggest you try to get a ticket and come out to Buffalo. Okay. So the question of the hour, let me show you. Tell me about that song and where you came up with that song.
Well, Let Me Show You was written by Vito along with us, produced by Troy Taylor. If you don't know Troy Taylor, he wrote and produced for, you know, artists like Trey Songz, Tyrese. He wrote Sweet Lady for Tyrese. All the Trey Songz hits, you know, he worked with Whitney Houston and Line of Night, Color Me Bad, you name it. He just worked with everybody. So basically we were at his house just vibing, flipping through some tracks, and we heard that track and we was like, yeah, that's the one. And he was actually surprised that we chose that track because he thought we wanted something, I guess you could say, up-tempo or trap or however you want to word it. And we were just like, no, that's what we want to do, you know. And we all wrote the record and vibed with it. And we knew this was a special record from the jump. You know, it's just about, you know, basically just saying, let me show you. Let me show you what I can do. Because right now we feel like it's a void in the world right now. You know, we're just with women, you know, being loved and being treated like queens, you know what I'm saying? Women are our queens, and we got to respect them and hold them in a, you know, a better light, you know what I'm saying? And this song represents that. That's what we want to bring to the industry and to the world, love. So this song represents that.
Yes, and if you saw the video, you'll see exactly what they're talking about. How do you choose the ladies for your video? Vivian? Okay, I'm asking. Gosh, Vivian wants to know, how do you choose the ladies for your video?
How do we choose the ladies?
Yes, Vivian asked me five times. I had to tell her I'm going to ask you. She says, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. How do you choose the ladies for your video?
We don't want to see too much of how we chose the ladies.
Yeah, I mean, really, they just, you know, beautiful women everywhere. We'll find them. You know what I'm saying? We'll find them and put them in, you know, in the right video, you know, because it might be for a certain song, we might want a certain look or a certain vibe, you know what I'm saying? So that's the thing about Bluff. We always going to be doing something different. So, you know, can't let the cat out the bag just yet.
Yeah, can't let the cat out the bag, but we like them all.
I can't
so
be too much, man.
We're not picky.
Okay, so who was introduced it? Let Me Love You. You gave us a producer. You all wrote it. Who wants to go ahead and shout it out so you can go ahead and play it?
Yo, what's up? This your boy, Bluff City, and this is our brand new single, Let Me Show You. Let me show you. Check it out.
Girl, I know what you're thinking, but I don't see it that way. Wanna know why you're in wanna make you smile someday. Maybe we can both kick it. Tell me what you're sipping. Hers, I wanna know what's on your mind. Girl, you're so beautiful. You deserve all my time. Keep you close. You should know your heart was made for mine. No, I don't care what they think. I'll be whatever you need and more.
Out right now. Oh my gosh.
Casey said, I am walking to Buffalo starting now so I can catch this show. I am so in love with them. They are absolutely amazing. This one is from, it's from a guy. Okay. This one is from Warren. Warren says, they are my big brothers in my head. If I know I want to bag a girl, this is a song I'm definitely going to play. Okay, Warren, you need to play a song to bag a girl. We get it. Okay. Shout out to Adair Castillo, one of my old students at the Peace Academy. Thank you for listening to us all the way in the state of Washington. Gracias, gracias muchísimo. Thank you so much, Adair. We have another one. This one is from Rebecca. Rebecca says, oh, my gosh, they could call me Becky any day, and I am not a Becky. I don't get that. But, okay, Rebecca, they call you Becky any day. This one is from Penny. Penny says, I've known them since they were little young men, and they've grown up to be so handsome. I am so proud of all that they do. Shout out, and thank you for making our town look amazing. Okay, so it sounds like someone that knows you. This one is from Rihanna, and she says it's pronounced Anna in the middle. Okay, Rihanna. Rihanna says, I love this song. I was dancing in my head. I planned out my wedding and my whole entire life, and I'm only 16. Thank you for making great music. All right. Do you hear the comments that these young ladies are saying? Oh, my gosh. And there's more. I can read two more if you want me to. This one's from Genevieve. I think I'm saying it right. Genevieve in Miami. She says, this needs to be bumping in every single Tahoe, every single pickup, every single Beamer and Bend. If you're not listening to this song, you're not listening to music. All right, Genevieve, that's what's up. And this one is from Simona. Simona says, I've never heard of this group yet, but then again, I live in a stick in Connecticut. I love this song. Can you please play it again before the show is over? If they say it's okay, yes, I will. And please make sure you go to their Instagram. Their Instagram is at itbluffcity. Again, at itbluffcity. Get as close as possible with them on their Instagram and get to know them, each and every one of these handsome young men, on their Instagram page. All right, guys, it's up to you. We're about to talk about Oy Vey, is what they say about the catastrophe that's going on in this crazy behind world. It's up to you. Do you want, hey, Nick, hey, sweetie, what's going on? Do you want to stay on for that part and give insight, or do you want us to let you give your shout out? It's totally up to you.
Oh, we give our shout out.
All right, then. So go ahead and give out your shout out. Everybody's listening.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy.
Hey,
man, we got to give a shout-out to Miss Optimism, man, for having us on here. And we want to give a shout-out to our team, New Vision, Dean, everybody, man, that's rocking with their song, Let Me Show You. Shout-out to Troy Taylor, Vito, everybody, man. Bluff City got some stuff brewing up. Once again, make sure y'all follow us on all social media networks at It's Bluff City. We got some new music coming up. Got everything coming up this Sunday, the Trumpet Awards. Make sure you tune in to Bounce TV or TV One. You can see us on the pre-show. We'll be singing and we'll be having fun. So if you see us, make sure you take a picture, tag us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything. Just make sure you hit us up and let's talk to us, man. We talk back, man. So we're not scared. We won't bite you. Hit us up, Bluff City.
Okay. And Nelly, shout out to you and Nick if you're tuning in. We have Bluff City on the line. They're about to go on, because I know they're about to write and practice. But if you have any other shout-outs, we can go ahead and take them, guys. Anybody
else?
No,
we just want to thank everybody who's been rocking with the single. Keep supporting. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify and Tidal and everywhere else. You can stream it. Go watch the video on Vivo. Music Choice. Go, you know, check it out. Go tell your friends. Go tell your friends about Let Me Show You, Bluff City.
Bluff City. And we're actually in the studio right now. I'm going to go in and make another song for you, so make sure y'all stay connected.
Absolutely. And before you go, guys, can you guys give me like a little jingle? Just send it to Dean. Just saying something like, your Bluff City, you listen to Miss Optimism Speech Radio. And I'll make sure that it's featured on the iHeart page as well as Spreaker and every other platform that we're on.
That was good.
Okay.
It's your boy, Bluff City.
Thank you. Thank you. And Dean, you're absolutely welcome. Guys, go ahead back to the studio. I know you guys have a million things to do. So we will go ahead and go on with the political piece of our show. And you all have a good remaining of the evening. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Guys, if you didn't hear it, you can always catch up and listen to this interview with Love City. Guys, I don't know why Facebook keeps bumping us off. I don't know if it's a bandwidth, if it's too many people or what. But we are about to start. Oy vey is what they say. We're going to wait until we get a couple more people on. Let me go ahead and invite some people. Let them know that we are back, I don't know why we keep getting bumped off of Facebook. That's whack. But we are back. We're going to talk about Oy Vey is what they say. And this is basically about social, about what's going on in the world as we speak. Nellie, I hope that you guys come back on. Nick, I hope you guys come back on. Again, this is so weird. We've been bumped off at least four different times. And when I looked at the numbers, it said we had like almost 500 people. I don't see it, but, again, we want everybody to come back on. Homie, is invite one more person because Nellie was on. And I want to make sure that he's back on, Nellie, and then Michelle. And then we're going to start the rest of this show. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the Miss Optimism Speaks radio show since 2009 when we came on. So shout out to anybody that's been on since the beginning, those who just joined us, and everybody in between. We want to say thank you so much for you all being here with us. Okay, so Oy Vey is what they say. So Oy Vey is what they say, and we are going to talk about the craziness that's going on right now as we speak. We're still broadcasting live. We want to say thank you. Hey, Chef, thank you so much for tuning in, Javon. Thank you, Dean, for coming back on. Nellie, Rob, David, thank you so much for coming back on. Guys, please, please, please share. Happy birthday, Jay Mello. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I know Nellie's about to put it back down. I had to invite some people first. Okay, so Oy Vey is what they say. We're talking about what the heck is going on, from online rape to Clueless and Cheat, the Dow dropping, and, of course, Richard Pryor's ex telling everybody that he indeed had sex with Marlon Brando. Do we even care that Richard Pryor has sex with Marlon Brando? Like, seriously, do we really care? Do we care that this man has been at least a thief for about 10 years now, and people are talking about who he had sex with? Absolutely inappropriate. So, Jermaine Moore of Millbrook is wanted on 11 counts related to criminal sexual misconduct brought on to a child, a person, female, male, a person under 13. Investigators believe that he's a flight risk and must be brought into custody. He's a 44-year-old man. This man is 6 feet tall and weighs about 214 pounds. And he has active warrants in Detroit, Michigan, and with full extradition and multiple charges in Alabama. So if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'm talking about the sicko who had that 6-year-old little girl giving, yes, Nellie, yes. It's about this man, sick man, who had a 6-year-old girl to lay him on social media. He thought it was a good idea to share this poor little girl, who is indeed the victim. Okay, let's not get it twisted. There's been some people who were like, oh, well, she didn't have to do it. Hey, Don Chanel, what's going on? She didn't have to do it. She could have said no. Again, this man stands 6 feet tall. Okay, and again, I'm not saying that, you know, his stature should have changed anything, but he knew better than having a little 6-year-old girl filleting him, or not just in general, but then having the video pass around. And if you had the pleasure of not seeing that video, I am so happy for you, because at first when it popped into my inbox, it was like, we need to get this guy arrested. And I'm like, okay, what guy? And I didn't pay attention to the freeze frame. And when I pushed play, I almost threw up in my mouth. Absolutely despicable. Despicable. This little girl's life has been changed forever. This little girl's life is ruined, okay? 6 years old, and you have grown men and women looking at this video and sharing the video, talking about, look at this little guy, a hole in the making. How dare you? How dare you? Anybody who had any part of sharing that video as if it was some kind of Pornhub special, you should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed. So this man is now in custody, but however, did you hear what I said? He has full extradition from both Michigan and Alabama, which means this is not the first time that he did it. Yes, Don Chamel, people are threatening to kill this man because it's absolutely despicable what he did. And gross. Hey, Angel, how are you? Was she brown? Yeah, she was brown, baby. Yes, she was brown. So that's a whole nother trauma in itself, okay? This poor little girl has to deal with the rest of her life of people judging her. She has the rest of her life with people telling her that she knows she wanted to do it. She has people for the rest of her life, hey, aren't you the little girl in that video? And we'll have to relive this trauma again and again and again and again. And I pray that she gets the help and the therapy that she needs. I hope she gets the therapy that she needs. You know, I really need for people to reach out to that family and put some loving arms on that little girl because she was a victim. She didn't ask for that to happen. She didn't ask for that video to be circulated. But grown men and women criticizing this little baby. Because she is a baby. She's a child. She has no indication and or knowledge of what the exact act was. So, again, if you had the pleasure of not seeing that video, shout out to you. But for those of us who saw that sickness on pass around or on Facebook and everywhere else, anyone else, by the way, who sends that video will be prosecuted in the full extent of the law. Don't try to candy coat it, talk about we need to kill him, we need to find him. He's already been found. Stop sending that video. If this girl was of macro culture, talk about it. This wouldn't have happened. This would not have happened. But the problem is, you know, we need to, and I'm going to segue right to the Jacob Copeland. We need to, as a people, get our crap together because we're looking really raggedy. You know, it doesn't make sense that we have a group of us doing our thing, you know, either changing our lives, living our lives, and sharing our lives with people. And you have these idiots over here who think that that this is okay. They think that it's okay. And that's the reason why we are fully looking crazy. And it doesn't make sense that 65% of, because 65% of us are doing the right thing is getting dragged down for the 35% that's not. Absolutely sick. And the reason why I wanted to segue this to Jacob Copeland, because everybody's seen that video. Young man, he got signed to Florida State. He had to pick between Alabama, Florida State, and another school, and he chose Florida State. Now, all that's well and good. This young man has a free ride. Football, a free ride to very good school, that whether he gets drafted or not, he can have a beautiful future. And his mother stood up, shook her head, and walked away as he announced going to Florida State. Okay? Now, you may say, okay, what's the big deal? The big deal is it was on national TV. Sports Illustrated shared it. Every sports outlet, ESPN, everybody shared this video of this young man, and he cried. He cried. His mother went to Alabama. His aunt went to Alabama. How do we know? Because they said it. How do we know? They had the hat. They had the shirt. And they were like, yeah, my baby's about to go to Alabama. And then when he chose Florida, they got mad and walked out. Absolute ignorance from the parents. And it is a poor man mentality. Everybody is not going to be like their parents. Your child's not going to be like you. My kids, I went to Delaware State University, proud graduate of Delaware State. My dad went there. I went there. My brother went there. My son goes there now for high school. My daughter went there for early elementary. That's up west. You know, I love Delaware State University because that's where I went. But I'm not expecting my kids to be born into that. That's what they choose. They have to choose their life according to what they want to do. My son wants to get into forensic science. My daughter wants to be a veterinarian. Maybe Delaware State's not the choice for them. But I'd be damned if I get up and walk away. I don't care if he was supposed to go to the University of Jupiter. Okay? You don't, as a parent, you don't destroy your child and then destroy them on national TV at that. Unacceptable and absolutely disgusting. Team, what's up, Trina? Oh, my gosh, I've heard from your million son. If we got to catch up to this. All right. Former White House aide Omarosa Manigault, okay, she has offered a dire lookout of what's going on that she couldn't tell us before when she was in the White House. She says that the United States is not safe with Donald Trump in office, and she said this on tape. She's on Celebrity Big Brother, hosted by the host from the talk, and she tearfully cautioned the country that they're not going to be okay. Okay? Now, part of me says, are you saying that? What's up, Storwell Lindsay? I don't know if she's saying that because she's bitter for being thrown out the White House, or is she really saying that because we're not going to be safe, okay? We know her book deal flopped. She thought she had multi-million book deal offers, but she did not. And now she's telling us on live TV, tearfully, that we are not okay under the realm of Donald J. Trump. Okay? So number 45 got wind of this, and of course he went to Twitter and he told people how he felt about Omarosa Manigo Bitter because she was fired. We thought it was a mutual decision. Oh, yeah, she stated that would write the book. Yeah, she would tell all the secrets as the only black woman or person next to Ben Carson in the White House. She said she would spill the bean. Now, would that be considered treason if she did that, or would that be considered a favor to national security? Okay? Yes, 45 is a freaking joke. This man is beyond a joke. It's so scary that the Dow Jones has plummeted. This is starting to look like, which was it, W or the other Bush? This is going to look like the Bush again, okay? Where they're going to have to give us checks to make sure we go out and spend money and keep stuff circulating. This is a sick joke. It's almost like one of those jokes where you wake up and be like, all right, we're done with this, right? This is, you know, Ashton Kutcher's going to jump out, right? He's not. The only thing we could do is continue to write our Congress. The only thing that we could do is get out and vote, period. Those on the line right now in the lay organization, those of you in sororities and fraternities, those of you in black caucuses and other, you know, clubs and what have you, it's up to you to educate the public on voting. It's up to us. People think that the voting strategy is to get a president in or out. But we're seeing right now that that's not the case. You had Barry O in office last time, right, President Obama, but his hands were tied. Why? Because it was a Republican House and Senate. Both sides were owned by the Republicans. Now you have number 45 in office, and he's doing everything, but he's starting to see that there's checks and balances. But if we paint 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue blue, vote Democrat. Don't vote just because, you know, they're black or they're white or they're Spanish or they're polka dot. Who cares? Vote and say we need to make sure these midterm elections, you know how many seats are up, 101 seats are up, and there are Republicans. If we paint that White House blue, a lot of stuff that this man is getting away with would not happen. So, Lindsay, absolutely. I know Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated will always make sure that voter registration information is out there. It has to be the same for the AKA and the Deltas and the Rose. It has to be the same. We cannot keep doing things like we did yesterday and expect different results. It's not going to happen. Because you got the Jermaine Moores, you know, with six-year-old girls, you know, doing stuff, okay? Then you've got Omarosa warning us, which she could have done it before, and it's just so much stuff. Black people should go with the Green Party. We should, but the problem with that is we're not unified, and that's the reason why Trump got in office. Because how many people, let's be honest, how many people know people who voted for Jill Stein? How many people do you know voted for the other dude whose name we can't even remember? That was a ploy. We need to, if we're going to be green, we need to all be green. If we're going to be Democrat, we all have to be Democrat. If we're going to be independent, we all have to be independent. We can't keep flipping and dicing and flipping and bouncing our denominations, our political party. So we are going green. It needs to be a national front for all black and brown people. You know, Benatar, we need to be green. You know, Verde, you know, green, whatever. But we can't have half green, half Democrat. We're going to get this solution to office again. They said that Clinton was by, was it 0.7 or 7%? And that number was found in those who voted for Jill Stein and the other two. So now we got Orange Genie in office, right? And we're all crying, oh, what happened? You know what happened? You know what happened. You happened. You said, oh, my vote's not going to count. My voice is mum. You happened. You happen to who didn't want to do voter registration and make sure that their voting cards are up to date. You know what happened. So don't get mad that this freaking orange agent is office and you did nothing to keep them out. You happen. You're the reason why. Let's take the attitude to elect Alabama Senate to the next vote. Listen, check this out. You know, when Roy Moore won, that shook the atmosphere, okay? Not only when Angela Lance Bottoms won, not only when, you know, other African-Americans, what's up, Soro, Tanika, and Minnesota and West Virginia won. I think in Montana, too. In complete red states, voter registration educated is needed. People really don't understand the voting process or the power of voting we have with the right to vote. Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Alabama stepped up. They were like, I don't care if I got one from Selma to freaking Tennessee on voting. Okay, and when they did that, they got Roy Moore out, right? And then they were able to say, we don't want you. No more, more. Okay? No more, more. So Doug Jones won. When Doug Jones won, Roy Moore's party was like, wait a minute, what? This unknown Democrat beat us? We don't even know who Doug Jones is. How did he win? I'm going to tell you how he won. People in Alabama were tired of being tired. People in Alabama were tired of segregation creeping its ugly head back in. Calling all LBGQRMOP. No, I hate you. But we do need them. Listen, in my honest opinion, I think that Kennedy should run for president. The young Kennedy, the third. So when they said that he needed a bid because he was drooling, yes, he needs to run for president. Okay? He needs to run for president because he is showing us the exact same thing that his uncle, JFK, you know, Robert, he's showing everybody what he's made out of. You know, now, of course, they're going to get what we like all the time, but damn it, we need to vote. And like I said, what happened in Alabama was amazing. They were out in droves. They weren't taking no for an answer. They were coming with police escorts. So like, why can't I vote? Here's my card. Here's my ID. Here's my lease. Here's my mortgage deed. Here's this. Here's my blood type, my freaking left arm. Why won't you let me vote? So now what happened, we talked about this in another show. It was hilarious to me that everyone thought that Roy Moore was going to win, right? So what they did was they said, oh, let's have it where we can't get the votes anymore. Let's have them destroyed directly after the election. So we're not going to go through waste of taxpayers' money with recounting the votes. So now when the daggone results came out that Doug Jones won, guess who was not able to get a recount? Exactly. The power of a black woman. Yes, 98% of black women voted for Doug Jones, and it's always that 2%. That was dating Uncle Tom that voted for Roy Moore. So my baby said, I wish those supporters would have voted for Teletubbies. Oh, my God. We need to all realize that voting isn't going to do anything. Financial power is the only way to impact the economy and government and the world. We are still stuck in a crab. Nelly just said the crab in the barrel mentality. Now, listen. Wes is my baby. I love him and Bud, okay? They are like a power couple out in New York. And Wes, of course, knew Lamont, like, you're right. And that's a near, dear friend to me. So I'm going to let the path with the we shouldn't vote go. But I will say this. We need to make sure our dollar counts. Yes, Kennedy and Obama. I said that. Remember I posted that, babe? Kennedy and Michelle, 2020, it would be a landslide vote. It would be a landslide. He would win. But absolutely, Wes. We need to have our dollars count. I remember looking at the 60 posters, and it says, do not buy where they will not hire you. Do not buy where they're not going to respect you. You got H&M straight disrespecting you, and you're still like, I'm going to H&M, I got a cute. You got a freaking Dove product that clearly said if you're black, you're dirty, but we're still buying Dove product. You have to hit them where it counts. Hey, Deshaun, you have to kick them where it counts. Okay, you have to say, look, I'm not spending my money here. I'm not watching this game. I'm not doing this. Okay, I strongly believe if Kaepernick ran for Senate, freaking president, he would win. He would win. If it isn't Robert Kennedy and Michelle, then Robert Kennedy and Kaepernick, damn it, because I'm telling you, it needs to happen. We need to stop doing business as we did yesterday, or we're going to be stuck in yesterday. If you pay attention to what's going on, we are exactly where our ancestors were when they got off the daggone boat. We are. Only difference is we got shiny things and we think we're important. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we are allowing our power to go. We're not speaking up for ourselves. We're more concerned with who Richard Pryor slept with and which housewife ripped someone's weaving eyelashes off before we are concerned about what we're doing as a people. We need to organize. You know, maybe not march. We need to organize and stop paying for stuff that's not in our best interest. We need to reformulate a Black Wall Street type of mentality. We need to keep shopping black, keep shopping brown, do whatever it takes to keep the economy on our side. But you can't. And then if you're going to do black business, we got to do better. Okay? Boycott poultry, not football. I can't with you, Deshaun. I am not messing with you. But you know what? We have to make sure that whatever we do it in unison. if black folk would stop over-purchasing, we could take – let me tell you something, Nellie. I taught this in my class last year before last. The black dollar, we dominate, okay? But the problem is the black dollar only stays in our community between 12 hours and one day, whereas if you look at the Indian community, their dollar stays in the community for a week. You look at the Jewish community, their dollar stays in the community 3 to 4 days. If you look at the white community, well, guess what? Their money stays in the community forever, okay? We have to stop overspending on Jordan and think about legacy. I'm not leaving my kid gold teeth in Jordan. I'm not, because you can't do nothing with that. But if you start looking at different cryptocurrencies that people have been telling us about years ago, but we're like, oh, it's a scam. We got to stop thinking everything's a damn scam and get on business, okay? We got to start leaving stocks and bonds for our children. We got to start leaving cryptocurrency when a damn dollar ain't worth nothing anymore. Yes, because we live simple lives and we're happy with just enough. With just enough. I was very skeptical. I'm going to be honest. I was skeptical about cryptocurrency because I didn't understand it. Now that I understand it, I invested. But guess what? I would have invested 3 years ago when people were telling me about it. Their coins are now worth in the upper 800,000. One coin worth 1.2 million. So, again, when people present opportunities to you, let's stop thinking everything's a daggone scam. Let's stop thinking that everything is, oh, the man is going to get us. You know what? The man is going to get us because you're going to be stuck in the prehistoric age where the daggone paper dollar, when now they're doing RTB coins, Bitcoin, and other cryptocurrency measures. Do you think it's an accident that cryptocurrency came out? Do you think it's an accident that now people are getting chips to get in and out of their businesses? Do you think it's an accident that people are now saying the dollars go depleted, that's not going to be worth 13 cents? We have to pay attention. Hey, Renee, what's going on, my sister in service? The black community has economic potential, but not the economic power. Let me tell you, the reason we have the economic power, Deshaun, is because we want to buy Jordan. We want to buy the freshest car. We buy things that depreciate the same day that we purchase them. Hey, Sam, the problem is we have economic potential. We have this. Our dollar means it's so heavy. Put it that way. Our dollar dominates. And the problem is, you know, instead of reinvesting into our community, instead of reinvesting in things that matter, we want to buy the latest and greatest shiny things. So absolutely, we are limiting our potential and our economic power, and they know it. Why do you think they want to say, they advertise the most expensive thing in the poorest town? Why do you think they do that? Why would they advertise brand new Jordans in a town with 95% food stamps for sale? Do you see them doing it? Well, I live in Delaware now, but I'll just give some major cities. Do you think that Hoboken has all these liquor stores and Chinese restaurants and dollar stores? No. Do you think that Lower Manhattan and Chelsea and all that stuff, do you think that they have a million and one liquor stores on one block and a million and one Chinese stores on one block and a bunch of cigarette ads? No. Why? Because they know that their economic dollar is not going to purchase that food. But we do. So last 5 minutes of my show, I want to say, hold on. Oh, my gosh, no, he said, I'll put my dogs under my mattress because if electricity goes, we'll have money to survive. Oh, you know what? It's so crazy because there was a real scare not that long ago when they said that because of some kind of satellite positioning, electricity was going to be gone for 2 to 3 days, which means that we would have been dead, okay? Listen, Deshaun, check this out. If you're being funny, this is not the time. Stay in the crab in the barrel mentality. Now, if you're saying boycott poultry because that's something serious, explain, please. But if not, this is too much of a serious matter. Excuse the comments, fun and later for us to play around. So they were saying that if the electricity went out for 2 to 3 days, we would have died. But you can't do nothing. You can't drive the car because it's electronic. It's electric, right? You can't cook. You can't keep your food. Oh, in the stock market. All right, Deshaun, I get you. My bad. Okay. Listen, poultry in the stock market, I hate to say it, but marijuana – because this is the part that angers me with the marijuana piece, okay? Check this out, Deshaun. Hey, Natalie. These are my poultry in the stock market. This is what angers me with the whole cannabis thing, okay? We call it weed or marijuana. They call it cannabis, okay? When we were arrested, I'm not saying we as me, but people were arrested for marijuana charges, people were getting 13 to 25-year nonviolent felonies for marijuana. What's up, Natalie? How you doing, beautiful? So now, the reason why some states don't want to get rid of the marijuana law and allow marijuana to be legal is because they want to let all those nonviolent offenders out. So think about it. Pookie Rayway and them may have gotten 25 years combined for having a roach, a nickel bag, and maybe a lighter. Right? But now, yes, thanks to Clinton, but now with the Rockefeller law, all that's happening. But now you actually can, let me see, you can actually go to a store in D.C., Metro Police Department, and buy edibles. You can literally go to some places in some states, Colorado, California, New York, and actually smoke weed in small amounts. They have the 420 Fest in at Washington Square, and nothing happened. But unless you have been caught on 145th Street and Lenox Avenue with a freaking roach, and you're behind, we've been in jail forever and 3 days. So the point of the matter is, guys, we need to come together. We need to rally, and we need to get this together, okay? We need to get it together. So that's my take, guys. Everybody, you know, we just got to wake up and do better, okay? We got to wake up and do better. So we are about to end our show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Facebook, I don't know why they keep cutting me off. I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep getting cut off. But thank you so much for everyone that joined us. We're going to play Let Me Show You one last time for those who requested it. Okay? And, again, we appreciate you all for joining us this evening. This is your girl, Ms. Optimism Speak. Check out my Restoring Life Lesson on my page as well. Okay? Check out my Life Lesson page. Guys, I'm sorry I cut you. So,
I don't know what you're thinking, but I don't see it that way.
Okay.
If you need me now,